First, rising costs and stagnant wages have been contributing to a housing crisis in La Crosse. Then this spring, the coronavirus pandemic hit. Our guest has been looking into the challenges La Crosse renters are facing and how the public health emergency could be causing an uptick in housing insecurity. Olivia Herkin is the local government reporter for the La Crosse Tribune. Her recent piece is titled, La Crosse Already Had a Housing Crisis, but COVID-19 worsened it. Olivia, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Let's start from the beginning then. What did the housing situation look like in La Crosse before this pandemic began?
Yeah, I mean, La Crosse, like many cities, has had a problem with affordable housing for quite some time now. Rent in the city keeps rising, though paychecks are staying the same for many residents or even getting smaller for some now. And oftentimes people are settling for homes that they can afford, but they're just unlivable. In fact, in the last report from the city, one in five households in La Crosse experienced a severe housing problem. So the city was already in a bad spot before the pandemic came in and really made matters worse.
So 20% of the people who live in La Crosse have experienced a housing problem.
One in five experience a severe housing problem, severe. But 37% experience some type of housing problem.
Wow. So it's even more. And tell us more then about how those rising costs conflict with a standard of living for renters there.
Yeah. For one, you know, the costs are really rising because La Crosse is a big college town. So it places a floor on rent, meaning off-campus student housing is expensive. So it makes the market more competitive and drives up the rent for more surrounding homes. But another thing more directly specific to La Crosse is a property assessment that was done last year for all homes. It's really driven up property taxes for so many homeowners. And so in turn, that makes rent for their tenants go up as well.
And they're not necessarily getting any better quality living space for it. It's just more expensive.
Correct. Yeah. And the wages are really staying stagnant as well. So people can't get out of these situations. You know, they're stuck in the places that they can afford.
Sure. It's not like you can just spend more money someplace to get a different place because you don't have more money to spend. You spoke with some renters who experienced just that, and they're living in less than ideal living conditions. Tell us about one of them.
Yeah, I spoke with the Dare family. They moved to La Crosse just 2 years ago from Portland, Oregon, into a home they found on Craigslist. They moved in sight unseen. And believe it or not, at the time, they moved to La Crosse because the housing was much more affordable than that in Portland, which it is. But once they moved in, the quality of the home just really unraveled. They began finding nails in their backyard. The home was missing its garage. There were holes in the walls, exposed wires, and ceilings weren't up to code. And all the while, their property manager is really unresponsive, sometimes taking weeks to respond or even over a year to make some of these repairs. And so the most recent battle that they face is over their oven. It's been broken for more than 100 days, and their property manager has refused to fix it because it's a cosmetic repair.
So they have just been in a situation where they don't have, you know, appropriate kitchen equipment to cook with, but they can't replace it and it's not their home. And yet the owner doesn't.
Right. Exactly. And so now this family is really stuck. They are stuck with kind of a negligent property manager. And they're really afraid of what the pandemic is going to do to their jobs. The dad is a campus minister and their mom is a teaching aide in the school district. So they're really uneasy about taking on a mortgage right now or a more expensive rental. And they just re-signed their lease because of that. And then shortly after found out that the homeowner was trying to sell the home, which means that they could be uprooted with, you know, as little as a month's notice in the middle of a pandemic, no less.
And the homes that are available, then it sounds like they can't afford.
Correct. Yeah. Housing is really disproportionate. The places that people can afford are usually mixed in with student housing. And so as a family with three little children, you know, they may not want to live next to college students who live a very different life than them.
Yeah. Olivia Herkin is the local government reporter for the La Crosse Tribune, and we're talking about her reporting into rental housing in that part of Wisconsin, and she's written a new piece about it that highlights different homeowners. Olivia, Wisconsin had a moratorium on evictions this spring. What happened in La Crosse when management was able to evict homeowners again?
Yeah, I really found the numbers on evictions after that really interesting. When the state eviction moratorium was first lifted at the end of May, landlords did begin trying to evict tenants at higher rates in La Crosse, which was expected. In La Crosse specifically, 51 evictions were filed for the month of June alone, compared to 30 that were filed in June of last year. But what is really surprising to me is that since then, eviction rates have actually balanced back out for the moment. And officials think that's really due to the government relief people are receiving, whether that's in the shape of rental assistance or their stimulus checks are finally coming through, or even the boost in unemployment that people got.
And yet those programs are temporary. So how are leaders talking about how to try to handle this this problem when these programs are set to run out?
Right, of course. That is really the caveat that this help, like the Wisconsin Rental Assistance Program, is in jeopardy right now until more funding is approved at the federal level. And those that are working in the relief are anxious that the help that they're providing will just suddenly have to stop and more people will be forced out of their homes. So I just think that's a testament that this funding, this relief was working and helping people and really making a difference. And if it's not renewed, a real crisis is going to be made even worse for some people.
Another one of the renters that you talked to didn't want to use her name because she was afraid. Well, what was she afraid of? She was afraid of retaliation.
Right, she had been living in a really negligent apartment for I'm not sure how long, but she had found some mice in her apartment, and her landlords were really, really nasty to her for it. And so she's stuck in some legal battles right now with them. So she was afraid to use her name.
And that went so far as that they accused her of planting the mice. Like I mean, these relationships can really degrade quickly, and it's the place you live.
Right, exactly. Yeah, they threatened to come into her apartment late at night without her permission. They were shoveling the snow onto her sidewalk. They threatened to take her parking spot away. So, right, like people are just becoming very stuck in the places that they live in. And she was particularly stuck because she was a cab driver. She only made $9 an hour, so there was only so much that she could afford. And if people are on a year-long lease, if they want to move from a place they're living, they have to break that lease. That oftentimes means paying the rent until they can find a new leaser.
Yeah. So what are you watching as you pay attention to what happens in the La Crosse housing market that affects so many renters in your area?
I think the biggest thing will be just to see what the federal government can approve in funding and how that will trickle down to help the states and the local municipalities like La Crosse.
Yeah. All right. We'll pay attention to what you write in the future, Olivia. Thank you so much for your time and explaining your reporting.
Thanks for having me.
Olivia Herkin is the local government reporter for the La Crosse Tribune. She's been covering the increase in housing insecurity during the coronavirus pandemic, and she was with us to talk through what she's been seeing and what she's hearing from people who are renting homes in the La Crosse area.